The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Marvelous Monday, and we ask an absolutely bizarre question. Christianity, what's it all about? Plus, we go the opposite direction and we examine what Christianity isn't. And finally, we study and we review why everything else is garbage.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during this show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, folks. This is our eighth broadcast from the house. Last Friday, we had a really good one. This one, we're already fighting our way through, but it's okay because we don't quit, neither do you. We're just going to go a little forward the best we can. I already sound a little fuzzy. We're just going to do our best and call in. I'll call in a bunch of different times to see whatever we can come up with. But here's the bottom line, folks. Keep this in mind. It doesn't matter what you want to talk about, it doesn't matter what I want to talk about, as long as we are honoring the Lord in what we're doing, as long as we are drawing closer to the Lord, seeking His face, seeking His presence, seeking His power, in the midst of all the stuff that you have going on in your life, in the midst of all of this hard trial for the country and for the people and for the world, you can always count on the rock that is immovable and always available for you. You can always count on Jesus Christ. Here's a couple of things to let you know. If you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483. I know it's a little fuzzy. I'm even trying to tape down some of the wire, taping it down with a piece of tape so it won't move. I don't know if that's going to help or not. And like I said, we're going to call in every 15 minutes to try and keep it fresh, still waiting on our new tech. But if you want to say hello, if you want to touch base with us, if you want to connect, pretty simple, 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. Anything is available to talk about. We got some trivia questions. Prayer requests are fine. Praise reports are fine. Just keep in mind, any topic is open because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Radio, radio, radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, John Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let me check with Tara. Tara, is it any better? Go ahead and give me a number and let me know if it's doing any better than it was doing before. I've taped some of the microphone to my face, and hopefully that makes it move a little less. I don't know. We can only do the best we can do. Here we go. Couple things to let you know. We're always starting with on all our shows is just remembering our Christian DNA. DNA stands for D, draw closer to the Lord. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. And you might be thinking, Dave, I can't go anywhere in my house. What is it that I need to do to always be ready? To always be ready is to be sensitive enough to the Lord that any person you talk to through text, through social media, through somebody that does knock at your door, any engagement you have, including your children, your spouse, your brothers, your sister, always be ready to be a vessel for God. That all about. Does that make sense? So draw closer to the Lord. That's D. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. Always, always, always be ready. All right, so we got. I think we're getting some extra gurgly here, and we're going to try and get less gurgly. Let's see. Let me know, Tiara, if that makes it less gurgly or more gurgly. And I'm trying to push on all the microphone components to make it work. For those that do not know, on today is Sorry Charlie Day. Sorry Charlie Day is for all those that have ever been rejected, and you go, sorry, Charlie. Remember the fish? That's what it's called. Plus, it's National Caramel Popcorn Day. I'm totally for that. National Caramel Popcorn all day long. I love it. National Twinkie Day. They say that if there's a nuclear fallout, only Twinkies and roaches will survive. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that said before. I really love that. And then today is Plan Your Epitaph Day. That's right. It's gruesome as that sounds. Plan Your Epitaph Day. I already know what mine's going to say. You want to know what mine's going to say? You think it's going to be spiritual? No. My epitaph can say, I told my wife I wasn't feeling good. That's going to be it. Uh-oh. It doesn't sound like this is going any better than it was before. Let's see what Tiara has to say. I'm trying to find out from Tiara if we're doing any better. Let's see if I can maybe even have to call back in. All gurgly. That's what I'm getting. Not good. Well, see, then you missed my joke on the epitaph. I'm sorry. That's a good one. A good one is, I told my wife I wasn't feeling good. I told her I wasn't feeling good. All right, I'm going to switch out of the headset into the hand. Let's see if that's any better for people. Let's get a little bit of an answer. Deb, if you can text me, let me know, because I can't seem to reach Tiara. It looks like everything's crashing on the electronics. But who's having more fun than us? Nobody. Okie dokie, here we go. I want to talk to you about something that's really important. I want to talk to you about Christianity. I want to talk to you about what it is and what it isn't. And I want to start with a passage in John chapter 14, verses 5 through 9. John chapter 14, verses 5 through 9. Ready? Listen to this. This is a passage. Every time I read this passage, I want to cry. And you think, well, why? And it's because I never want Jesus to say this to me. Here's what it says. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, still you don't know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time? It's the one thing I never, ever, ever want to hear Jesus say to me. David, yes, Jesus, still you don't know me? After all this time, still you don't know me? I think there's a lot of us that operate under that kind of bridge, that we know of the Lord much better than we know the Lord. We have this idea of who Jesus is, but because we don't talk to him like you talk to one another, it's kind of at a distancy cloud kind of thing. And so here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. It's going to be absolutely crazy. Scripture teaches us that we're supposed to have fellowship with the Father, fellowship with the Son, and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Did you know that? 1 John 1, 3 through 4 says, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 through 9, it says, he will also keep you firm to the end, so you will be blameless on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son. And in 2 Corinthians 13, 14, it says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The one thing that we need to grasp as Christians, understanding Christianity, is that genuine, real Christianity, get ready, has to do with the purpose of mankind being created, and that is to fellowship with God. If the whole planet blows up tomorrow, it will still always be about fellowship with God. If everything terminates during this show, it will still always be about fellowship with God. What Adam lost in the garden, Jesus came to restore. It's not a coincidence that there's a garden in the beginning, in Genesis, that Jesus prepares himself to sacrifice in the Garden of Gethsemane, and that in the end, in Revelation, there's a garden, a glorified garden in the new heavens and the new earth. This whole thing is not so God can prove a point. It's not so God can have a petri dish. It's not so God can go, see there, I was right. This whole thing is about a relationship with God. Christianity, want to hear this? Christianity is a living relationship with a living God made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and actualized through the Holy Spirit. That's what Christianity is. Oh, no, Dave, I took a religious class. Yeah, me too. And Christianity is just one of the religions they throw on there. They're clueless. They're talking about Christ like he's just some historical figure, when he's the Messiah. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through Jesus. Christianity is a living relationship with a living God that's made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and actualized through the Holy Spirit. It is the restoration of the original purpose of the creation of mankind. And if you think that's big, you wait till I get rolling, because then we're really going to go after it. We're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second second commercial whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own commercial whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience.
I never need to look for you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where technology is the challenge, but determination is the attitude. We do want to let you know that we are working as hard as we can to get as good a sound as we can. Right now I'm teaching you and preaching to you from a handset. So for me as a Jewish guy, my hands are not flailing all over the place, and so my legs are starting to twitch because I can't move my hands. So this is a definite challenge, but you know what? I love it because everybody that's listening, I just know the Lord's going to bless you. I'm feeling so confident in that, I'm going to drop a trivia question in your direction. How about that? A trivia question in your direction. Here we go. Who was Jacob's second son with Rachel? The number to text, 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. We're going forward. Give us a text. We can't take the call. But if you know who Jacob's second son with Rachel was, 214-210-8483, that is what you want to do. Also, don't forget, HeMustIncrease.org. 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 There's audio on there. There's video. It's a lot clearer than what you're probably hearing today for the most part. We have about 2,400 podcast hours that you can choose from on every possible topic that you can possibly think of. And we also have our opportunity for people that want to donate. So it's entirely up to you. If you can give, great. If not, be praying for us. Just to give you an idea of how far the tech is going today, Tierra and I can't even IM. We can't even message each other because it's not showing up. So we're trying to figure that out while we're doing everything else. You know, we're just really committed to this process. So here we go. Bottom line is this. HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. Don't forget Facebook, HeMustIncrease Ministry, and YouTube, HeMustIncrease Ministry. Again, our trivia question, who was Jacob's second son with Rachel? That's the question that we're asking. We're kind of laying that out there. If you think you know the answer, simple, just text us and let us know. There we go. Well, now we get the answers that are coming in. Let's go back to the text and what I've been talking about, because this is one of my favorite teaches, believe it or not, and I decided to do it on Monday because Mondays are usually kind of drabby, and I don't want it to be drabby. It should be marvelous Monday. So we're talking about what Christianity is, and we talked about Christianity being a living relationship with a living God that's made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and actualized through the Holy Spirit. Basically, if you want to put it in the most simplistic nutshell, Christianity is the restoration of the original purpose of our creation. It's what we lost in the garden. Jesus brought it back. How about that? Jesus brought it back. That's what you got to remember. So, in lieu of that, I want to talk about a few things that Christianity isn't. Now, you'll hear a little bit of arrogance in my voice, okay? It's not intended to really be arrogant, Well, okay, a little bit. I admit to it a little bit. But I'm going to talk about a few things that Christianity is not. What is Christianity? It is not illogical. And by illogical, I mean this. In the theory of evolution, just so you can know, the idea is that there was nothing, and then there was something in the universe that created life. Not a creator, just nothing from something. The understanding in that is people will say, what was the Big Bang, and so on and so forth. Of course, nobody is around to tell you who shot the Big Bang, who shot the gun, so to speak. But the bottom line is then the idea that life started in on our Earth. Here's the theory. The theory is somehow all the gases and all the pieces came together and they created life. Now, hold on, bear with me. And what also had to happen is in that life that was created, it had to be created with the ability to create additional life that's different than itself. In other words, the first element that ever lived on the earth, if evolution is correct, had to be a male or a female. And then the next one had to be a male or a female, and they had to have such precision that if they got together in a special way and went on a bug date, that they could create a third entity. Oh, now this is just statistically, we're just going through the roof here. Because that is just, really, it takes more faith to believe that process than to believe that somebody greater than humanity seeded the planet with Adam and Eve. So from that point of view, I don't really have any much of an argument. It's not one that I typically lose because I just, to me, it's absurd. But I want to say something else that Christianity is not. It's not the religion that people try to make it. It's not just rules and traditions. There are traditions in Christianity. There is the golden rule in Christianity. But what happens is everybody gets so focused on the things that they're supposed to do that they forget about what the purpose is. That's when Christianity becomes churchianity. That's when Christianity moves out of the way, and it's not Christ-centered anymore. Now it's all centered on the church. That's when Jesus is no longer the Son of God who died for the sins. He's no longer the Lamb. He's simply a model or an example. That's when Christianity is churchianity. And what Jesus railed against was people that made the faith and engagement and relationship with God about a bunch of rules and about a bunch of traditions. That was his biggest pet peeve. And so what Christianity is not is just a religion by the way that man defines religion. And by the way, yes, that was correct answer was Benjamin. Congratulations on those of you that got it. Excellent job. That was who was Jacob's second son with Rachel. It was Benjamin. Good job. All right, so let's go back to this. Christianity, it's not illogical. It's not just a group of rules and traditions. I want to say this is really important. It's not a fad or a club. There are people that think that Christians have a secret handshake and that we all give discounts to one another, and by giving those discounts, that's how you know you're a Christian, because we get these special pricings for everybody because we're Christians. Can I just say real quickly, nobody has ever given me the code. I'm still paying full price on everything everywhere. I've been in this for 41-plus years. Somebody forgot to give me the secret handshake, the secret kick your feet and slap your hands and snap your fingers and all this stuff, because Christianity is not a fad. It's not a club. It's going to be really hard for people to hear this. It's been around longer than America, just in case you didn't know, and it'll be around a lot longer after America's gone. Because Christianity is birthed by God, and God is a forever being, and what he does lasts forever. So Christianity is not illogical. It's not, you know, evolution. It's not that you came from a piece of pus. It's not that you came from an ape, although there's certain people that you can make a good argument with that for. It's not just a bunch of rules and traditions. It's not just a fad. It's not secret handshakes. And the most bizarre thing of all is people like Karl Marx, who will say that Christianity or religion is the opiate of the nations. It's what makes people relax. How relaxed are you feeling right now as a Christian in society? How relaxed are you feeling right this second, knowing that half the country absolutely hates you because you believe in Jesus? It's not even you telling them to believe in Jesus. It's just that you believe in Jesus. And the idea that that's some kind of opiate, are you kidding? In Christianity, we are of the most people challenged. Why? Because as a Christian, guess how we are supposed to live? We're supposed to die to ourselves in order to live to God. How is that an opiate? That seems very painful. It seems very difficult. In order to see something from God, we're required to have faith. In order to be able to understand and see and comprehend, we're told to believe first, and then God will make it plain. And we're like going, what? How is that an opiate? How is that appeasing to your body, to your system? Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Being a Christian, especially in the last 20 years, has become the challenge in this country. Mocked every single day in Hollywood, mocked every single day on the news, mocked every single day by part of our political system. And that God being involved in our lives just makes us lunatics. And that we care about what's in the womb makes us terrible people. Because we're interfering with the fun of people that can't seem to keep their legs crossed. Are you serious? And we're the bad people? Wow. These are all things that Christianity is not. It's not illogical. It's not a religion. It's not a fad. It's not a club. It's not an opiate. To be a Christian takes great courage nowadays. And in many places in the world, being a Christian puts your life at risk. It shouldn't be that surprising that that type of thing is growing in our very own country, since Jesus mentioned it before. Get it? All right. We're going to take a short break, then we're going to come back. I'm going to call back in, do it all again. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. For 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station, as we broadcast out of Spoon Studios in Fate, Texas, where nobody walks the streets here at all. I had to go give my neighbor back a magazine that was sent to the wrong place. It took me 25 minutes just to get it to their mailbox. That's a lot of space out here. Remember, when I'm cutting the yard, it's like forever and a day. At least you understand why. If you want to drop a little note, just say, hey, our number 214-210-8483. It must be texted, because we cannot send, or we cannot have a sound come through on the phone as of yet because of how we're doing everything. Also, don't forget the website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. If you are already one of our giving partners, you know how much we thank you and appreciate it. If you are able to participate in giving, that would be great. Every couple dollars always helps. And then, if you can't do any of that, but you really just can, you know, really think, yeah, I like the show, I still want it to be a blessing for the show, then pray for us. That is what we ask for. Because if you look at Romans 15:30, it says, Paul said, join in me in my struggle by praying to God for me. So a way to join the struggle is through prayer. Joint prayer is the way to do it. Don't forget, if you want to send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I did talk to Johnny Hill today for about an hour. Johnny's doing really good. He's having a great time witnessing and ministering to people, and it's fantastic to hear from. We're still trying to work something out to get Johnny back on the show. And as you know, you got Easter Sunday coming up this Sunday. And a lot of churches are doing online, and they should. I mean, at this point, they should be doing it online. It's what they're comfortable with. A lot of good churches doing a lot of good things, reaching people they've never reached before. On this show, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm going to be talking about Easter, Easter, and Easter. You're going to get an Easter appetizer on Wednesday, then an Easter dinner on Thursday, and then an Easter dessert on Friday. Because we want to put as much attention in that direction as we can. And we hope that that'll be a blessing for you. I've had a chance to teach a multitude of Easter services, so I'll have a lot of different material that we'll be dealing with. But today, on Marvelous Monday, while you and I are going through all the stuff we're going through, we're talking about Christianity, what it is, and what it isn't. And one of the things that we talked about in the very first segment is understanding that when Adam and Eve were...
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears. And
I want you to know, some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show, and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay, and the son will not criticize the father who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change them. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
I'm back. Don't tell me this isn't fun. It's cool because you never know when I'm going to drop off or not. My phone might have crashed. The phones at the studio might have crashed. It's just crashing everywhere. Doesn't matter. As long as we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, I don't care. Let's go back to this portion I wanted to talk about, Matthew 1, 22 through 23. So, Tiara, if the call seems to start dropping, go ahead and IM me right away. All right, so Matthew chapter 1, verse 22 through 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Here's the thing to remember about Christianity. God wants to be with us. Now, listen, it doesn't say you are with God in the sense that Jesus' name isn't you be with God. It's God is with us. And I know that people get that confused, but they shouldn't. Here's the bottom line. God loves us so much. How much, Dave? So much. How much does he love us, Dave? He wants to spend eternity with us. Did you hear me? He wants to spend eternity with us. He loves us so much. He loves us so deeply. He loves us so passionately that he wants to spend all of eternity with us. I'm going to give you an example. It's kind of a lousy example, but it's the best one I can give you. This weekend, my fantastic wife had Sunday off. So she worked till Saturday, and she worked till like 5 o'clock. Then we had Saturday from 6 until Sunday, all day together. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because when we were done and she had to go to work today, I didn't want her to go because I enjoy spending time with her. I enjoy her company so much, I wish she could have stayed home with me. God wants to hang out with you and me so much more. So much more. Do you understand? He loves us so much, he likes hanging out with us. He loves hanging with us. He loves being with us. He loves working with us. He loves partnering with us. Get it? Get it? He just wants to spend eternity with us. That's how much God loves us. Now, I want to double check with Tierra and make sure. Tierra, can you hear me? I just want to make sure because the IM is not working. Nothing is working. So cool. And so bottom line, I'm just double checking with my gal. Make sure that we're still on the air. Bottom line, God absolutely loves hanging out with us, loves spending time with us, loves being with us. He doesn't just love us, he likes us. He likes us. Could you get that? This is something that I remember vividly. I'm talking to somebody at a show. We were doing a kind of a financial show. And we were doing this financial show, and the guy's next to me, and he believes in Jesus. He really believes in Jesus. But he goes, well, I know that God loves me, but gosh, I don't think he likes me. And I said, well, why would you say he doesn't like you? And he goes, well, I just got all kinds of messy stuff. I've just got a lot of bad stuff, and I'm not really, doing all the right things. And I said, well, why would he want to spend eternity with somebody he doesn't like? Would you do that? And he said, no way. I'd never spend eternity with somebody I don't like. And I said, exactly. Exactly. God is not going to spend eternity with people he doesn't like. He likes you. Yeah, you've got sin. Yeah, you're a mess. Yeah, there's a lot of yuck. Of course. But he likes you. This is the big key right here. He made you. And God doesn't make garbage. He gives his creatures the opportunity to choose. Now, of course, he knows whether they're going to choose for him or against him. But that one thing is not the other. He gives you the ability to choose to hang out with him. He likes you. He thinks you're fantastic. You're so good. Watch this. Ready? You're so good. He paid a price for you. A price. He paid the blood of Jesus Christ for you. He paid the price of Jesus for you. And you think, wow, that's like more than money stuff. Yes, it's more than money stuff. Yes. It's crucial to understand. God paid the price of the blood of Jesus Christ so he could spend eternity with you. And you want to know why he did it? Get ready. Because he loves you and he likes you and he wants to be with you. That's why. That's how God feels about us. Get it? Okay. All right, we're going to take a short break. I'm not done. I got this whole, I could do this for 5 hours, but I'm not going to. Got a whole other section coming out. I don't want you to freak out. Stay in there. Hang in there with me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
It's So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to... Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where our tenacity is our personality. If you want to reach out to us, you're welcome to our text number, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. I will tell you, I'm not feeling really bad that we're having technical problems, because I watched a couple of shows over this last week that were $30 and $35 million productions, and they were having problems, and we're only spending like $86. So I feel pretty good about that. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. There's some encouraging different audios on there, a few videos as well. Hopefully it'll be a blessing for you. David at hemustincrease.org, that is our email. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. So some of the technical problems have to do on my end with our internet. So the phone is plugged into the modem, because we don't have an actual plate that has anything connected to it, and our internet's kind of wonky, and so everything's going up and down. But you know what? That which the Lord wanted you to hear, you have heard. And thus far, that's probably some pretty important stuff to remember. What we have been talking about is Christianity. And we've been talking about Christianity kind of at a, maybe an eagle's perch point of view, kind of from a little bit more of a distance kind of thing, where we're talking about what Christianity is and what Christianity isn't. And understanding that at the fundamental core of our Christian faith is this great truth that God loves us and likes us and wants to hang out with us. Kind of like, this is maybe a bad example, but kind of like if you've ever been to a concert or you ever went to a movie or a play and you just wanted it to keep on going and keep on going, that's how much God enjoys being with you and I. He doesn't suffer us. He loves us. He doesn't just put up with us, although I suspect from time to time that might be more true than not. But he enjoys us, and he likes us. So how deep does that go? How serious are we when we're talking at that point? Well, the only place to get those answers, of course, is Scripture. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 through 11 says, "Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, but rather he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. This is so powerful. Jesus is so committed to us, he became one of us. He didn't have to. It wasn't a requirement. It was a choice. It was a decision. And I will use Billy Graham's story until the day I die because it's one of the best stories, and I like it, and it speaks in the picture of it all. It speaks volumes as to the love that God has for us. He tells the story about a man and his son walking through a lot, like a dirt lot, and they come across an anthill. And on the anthill, somebody has stepped on it. And there's dead ants, and there's ants running in circles, and there's other ants frantic, and they're spread all over the place. And the father says to the son, "What do you think you can do to help these ants?" And the son said, "I don't know what." And the father answered, "Become an ant and help them." That is what the gospel is about. That Jesus became an ant, so to speak, and became one of us in order to help us and to move us towards the Father. Listen to this. Oh, my. This is my favorite portion of all Scripture. I just would tell you this right now. Philippians 3, 7 through 9. "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. And what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things, and I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith." Listen to that. Listen to that statement. I consider everything else garbage. I consider everything else garbage. Just think of that. Everything else is rubbish. It's trash. It means nothing. Well, how is that possible? It's possible because knowing Jesus Christ is the greatest element of our existence. You think this 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years is the end of the program? We haven't even scratched the program. And knowing Jesus Christ gets us in the good program. That's what you want. And if you've not made a decision to follow Jesus Christ, it is now. "Well, I'll just wait until I die." Too late. Time's up. The reality is everybody has sinned and falls short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you have not said yes to Jesus, if you had not submitted to the gospel testimony of the good news of Jesus Christ, right now is your chance. Because if you miss this boat, there might not be any other boats for you. It's just that simple. And for those of us that are in the faith, every time you hear the gospel, you should smile. You should go, "Yeah, I need to hear that all the time." Because it's that gospel invitation that you responded to that brought you into eternity with God, that brought you into a relationship with God. And there is nothing greater than that. It's funny because 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9 talks about the fact that we're supposed to receive the end of our faith, the salvation of our souls, I know what they say on bumper stickers. I know what they say on the news. It's not the journey, folks. It's the destination. And that's why when people say, it's just the journey. Not if you end up going to hell. Then it's like the dumbest thing ever. You should have the Star Trek attitude. Beam me up, Scotty. If there's a rapture that's going to take place, and it's premillennial, pre-dispensational, and there's a trumpet, blow the trumpet! Because we ought to want to be with Jesus. We ought to want that more than anything else that we touch. This is about responding to God. I don't know what's going to happen with the virus. So we can wake up tomorrow and it can all be better. We can wake up tomorrow and it can all be gone. But you still are going to face God, whether it's tomorrow or a year from tomorrow or 10 years from tomorrow or 50 years from tomorrow. And you had best be aware of what he has asked us in regards to responding to him. He has given his testimony regarding Jesus Christ, and he expects us to respond in the affirmative, submission, yielding, acknowledging position, especially if we plan on spending eternity with God. And for those that think, oh, hell's just going to be one big party, you don't quite understand what the definition of hell is. Jesus used a sewer plant, a burning sewer plant, to describe hell. That's no party, folks. That's no party. We have this opportunity. You take advantage of it because the Lord has presented it to you. The biggest thing about this is if you're a Christian and you've been a little distant, knock it off. Get it right. Sharpen the sword. Get those kneecaps ready and spend time with God. Because in eternity, you're going to spend a lot of time with him. You might as well get to know him now. You're going to be hanging out with him forever. Get that? Got that? Cool. What's the matter with Dave? Nothing. It's just Monday. This is how I think. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break, and no matter what, we're coming back. Hopefully, we'll talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.